So, are you doing what I told you? Well, that's why your son is regressing. You need to be the mother he needs you to be right now. Hold on a second. Come in.
Hi. I know we're a bit early.
It's fine. Just take a seat and I'll be right with you when I finish this call. Is that your son?
Yes, yes. This is my son.
Handsome boy.
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt your call. Come, sweetie. Sit down right here with me.
Sorry about that. So, as I was saying, you have to follow my instructions. The weirdness of it is only in your mind. Don't be so sexually repressed. You have to be supporting of his sexuality. Do what he wants. It's perfectly natural for him to want to do that so frequently in one day. The important thing is that you are there to relieve him. These pent-up sexual urges he has need to be relieved, and you're the one who needs to do it for him. Think about it like this. Do you hate oral sex more than you love him? Good. Then do what you need to do, and I'll see you both next week. All right. Talk to you later, too. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. Sorry about that.
No, no. It's fine. Was that woman on the phone having issues with her husband?
I'm not allowed to talk about my other clients.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry I asked. I was just curious.
Don't be. We all get curious, which is why I assume you're here. You're curious about what's going on with your son.
About my son? I'm more than curious. I'm worried. You see, ma'am, he just keeps acting out all the time. Work, home, school. And it's really taking a toll on his and my life.
Has he always been like this?
No, he hasn't always been like this. It started when his father passed a year ago. We all took it hard. But it seems like he's taking it the hardest. I mean, of course I was devastated. His sister was too. But we both managed to move on to a reasonable amount. Well, he still seems to be struggling with it.
His father has died.
Yes. A drunk driver crashed into his car when he was coming home from work last year.
How has your relationship with your son changed since then? Has he acted differently towards you?
Our relationship changed a little. He gets closer to me more, but he still has these wild mood swings and attitude issues. So it's not like he's become more loving. No offense, sweetie.
I think I understand the issue.
Really? You think you know? Oh, that was quick. What is it? Is it treatable?
I've seen many cases like this before. It's very treatable.
Please, tell me what it is.
He's stuck in the transitional phase of an Oedipus complex.
Stuck in the what of a who? Oedipus?
The idea of the Oedipus complex comes from Freud. The man was a god. I'm a Freudian psychologist myself, so I treat my patients through the lens of his theories.
Oh, I think I remember Freud from that Keanu Reeves movie.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. Yes, yes, he's the most important psychological figure there ever was, in my opinion.
And you think his complex thing will help my son?
I've watched it do this for many sons and mothers with fractured relationships. I believe if we help him across his transitional phase, he'll be right as rain in no time.
So what is this thing?
Well, the Oedipus complex suggests that men have two innate desires, to vanquish their father and love their mothers. With his father gone, he's halfway there, he just needs to get to the love stage.
I don't see the issue. He already loves me, don't you, sweetie? See?
I don't think you're understanding what Freud is talking about when he says love.
What does Freud mean?
Freud believed that all sons wanted to make love to their mothers.
Excuse me?
So, with his father gone, all your son, in theory, would need to do is consummate his love for you, and he would have successfully conquered his Oedipus complex.
What kind of therapy institution are you running around here? You can't be seriously suggesting that I have sex with my own son.
Calm down, please. Look, I understand where your attitude is coming from, but you have to understand that this is just pure mental science we're talking about.
But there has to be another way.
There might be, years down the road. But trust me when I say this is most likely your son's fastest road to recovery. Are you willing to make the necessary sacrifices for your son?
Of course I'd do anything for my little boy.
Here, let me open up my drawer and find my psychosexual development form. Here it is.
Freud's stages of psychosexual development. What is this?
Those are the stages in which your son should be developing sexually. Judging by his behavior, he's relapsed significantly, become stunted, and then entered a phase of arrested development. Note how the angry behaviors you told me about on the phone earlier seemed to be that of a small child, an infant even. You need to take him through these stages in the order they appear for him to reach the state of genuine sexual maturity and help him successfully cross the fields of his Oedipus complex.
So that means we start with the oral phase?
Yes.
That can't mean what I think it means, right?
I hope you don't mind me asking a private question, but have you ever given a man oral sex?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
Well?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Would you feel comfortable performing that act for your son right now?
Wait, right now? As in front of you?
Of course. I need to make sure everything goes well. Your son's very psychology is at stake.
But I can't just blow my son in front of someone?
In life, we must all make sacrifices. As a mother, you're required to make sacrifices for your children.
But I just... Right now?
Well, you don't want to waste time. You're getting charged by the minute.
Okay, sweetie. Just don't be shy or nervous or anything. Just take off your pants.
Excellent.
Underwear, too.
Wow. What a specimen.
You're already...
The fact that your son is already sporting a large erection only goes to prove my theory that this is what he's been waiting for. To continue his psychological maturation.
I can't believe this is about to happen.
Well, go on. Get on with it.
I really hope this works, sweetie.
Excellent. Excellent. Just like that. I can tell by the look on your son's face that this is really doing wonders for him. You can just see him evolving psychologically by the second. You're being a little weak with it. Try taking him deeper into your mouth.
I don't know if I can go any deeper.
Try. For him.
Fine. I'll do it.
Come on. Deeper. Surely you can do better for your son than this. Here, I got an idea. Sir, grab your mother by the head and do what you feel is right for you with it. Wow, such aggression. You see, ma'am, this is the result of all his pent-up sexual angst that he has accumulated since he entered the transitional phase. You really should have started fucking him sooner. Sir, are you about to come? You look like you might be. Well, then I have a suggestion. Do it on your mother's face.
Oh my God, sweetie. Why would you do that to your own mother? Why would you tell him to do that to his own mother?
By ejaculating on your visage, your son has marked you as his territory. This is important because the Oedipal son wishes to possess his mother for himself.
This is so disgusting, though. I feel really disgusting.
Here, have a couple of tissues to clean yourself up with.
Thanks.
Now, on to the next stage.
Which one?
It says right there on the chart.
The anal stage?
Indeed.
Please. No, I can't.
If you truly care for your son, ma'am, I highly suggest you settle down and remove your dress.
This better fucking work.
Wow. That's some risque underwear to wear when you're going out with your son. Maybe you yourself had some laden incestuous desires.
Shut up.
Fine, fine. Just bend over the couch and let your son do what he needs to.
Please, sweetie. Be a little gentle with your mother. She's never done this before.
He'll treat you as he pleases, ma'am. This is for his own sake, not yours.
Ah!
It's truly amazing to witness your son making so much emotional progress so quickly. Again, sir, if it helps, go ahead and act a little aggressive if you must. It's important for you to let out any angstful feelings towards your mother that you might have. I don't want to assume anything about your family life, ma'am, but your son seems to have a lot of angst towards you.
Please, shut the ouch. Fuck up.
I might have to write you down a recommendation for an anger management therapist. See, note the way he's pulling your hair back right now. Very similar behavior to that of an infant, don't you find? That's because that's where he's sexually, but we're working him forward. We're making amazing progress. If you have to come in, just go ahead and do it inside your mother. Don't worry, she won't be able to get pregnant that way, I can assure you.
No, 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 sweetie. Sweetie, don't do that to your mommy. Listen to me.
That was excellent. Uncouple you two, and we'll take a moment to discuss the final stage that we need to cross before he's fully conquered the complex.
No, 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 no. No more stages. This can't go any further. My son face-fucked me. My son came on my fucking face, and I just got butt-fucked by my own son. Don't you understand how embarrassing that is?
I think you'll be more embarrassed to know that probably every client out there in the waiting room just heard you say that. Now, as you just said, you've done a lot already. So why not just cross that last stage and finish it all? If you don't, you'll have been butt-fucked by your son for no good reason.
But, fine. What's this last stage?
The genital stage. Basically, you're just going to have some normal intercourse with your son.
How can sex with your own son be normal?
As I was saying, you'll have some normal intercourse with him, and upon his sexual release, he will have been given a shortcut on the highway of sexual maturity, and he'll be completely fine in no time.
Let's just get this over with.
Tell her how you want to do this.
You want me on top? Why? So my breasts can bounce in your face? Excuse me, I'm your mother.
Hey, listen to him. He's telling you what he needs to help conquer his psychological disadvantages, and you're just scolding him. What kind of mother are you? Take off your brassiere and do what he says right now.
I cannot believe this.
See? Is that so hard? I can see you're holding back something from your mother. Go ahead and do whatever you feel is necessary, sir.
God. That's making me feel so filthy right now.
But it's making him feel like a sexually mature adult, which is what matters. Now, the Oedipus complex is all about the son taking over the role of the father and his possession of the mother. You have to make him feel like you belong to him, that he is the father, and you are his.
How do I do that?
Call him Daddy.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Oh, but that is so fucked up.
No buts, or else it'll be your butt that will be fucked up when he relapses into the anal stage because you wouldn't listen.
Fine. Daddy.
You can't just say the word. You have to make it meaningful.
But how?
Encourage him with it.
Daddy, fuck me harder. Whoa.
See? We've triggered his development. He's no longer passive, but now taking on an active role in his development. Keep it up.
Daddy, fuck me harder.
Louder.
Daddy, fuck me harder.
Louder.
Daddy, fuck me harder. Daddy, fuck me harder. Oh, good. Daddy, fuck me harder. Daddy, fuck me harder. Daddy, fuck me harder. Daddy, fuck me harder.
That was amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe he just came inside me.
Again.
Right.
I can already tell your son is on the road to recovery. You've done a marvelous job. You really should be proud of yourself as a mother.
Road to recovery? I thought this was supposed to do it for him completely.
No, the complex is more complicated than that. You'll need to repeat this process daily for at least 3 months.
Oh, no.
You mentioned his sister. Is she older or younger?
Older.
Excellent. If you're ever unavailable, I recommend dressing her up in your clothing and having her take your place. I'm sure at some point you'll be too busy and you might need a rest.
But...
No buts. Now here's the keys to the bathroom. Pick up your clothes and go clean yourself up. I'll stay here a moment and finish talking to your son while you do that.
Fine.
You did an excellent job. Make sure your mother follows my advice and never miss your daily appointment. Here, take a bottle of these pills. They're tranquilizers. If your mother slacks on her maternal duties, just crush one of these pills and put them into her drink. For a woman of her age and size, I'd say they take about 30 to 45 minutes to take effect. And if you ever need any advice, or if your mother is slacking and you need someone else to relieve you, here's my card.